Recently, the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency announced a new type of commuter program that they're pairing up with a company to provide here in the area. I want to talk a little bit about that here this morning. Mark Lander is with us. He's the transit director for SWTA. How are you?
I'm real good. How about you?
Good. Thanks for coming in. Busy?
Yeah, you know, staying at it.
Transportation happens every day.
Every single day.
Do you have a good group of drivers?
Oh, we have a great group of drivers. Great group of drivers, great group of office staff. You know, we have great clients, so all the way around, we make things work.
Always looking to provide new and different types of services to fit the needs that people need?
We always are. You know, SWTA is really unique throughout the state. You know, we're a regional transit provider, and, you know, last year we did 526,000 rides, which has never been done in the state of Iowa by a rural transit agency. Next closest was 400,000, and that was done by us last year.
Really? Why is that?
Well, you know, we have great drivers. We're always looking to improve service. You know, one thing we really focused on is work routes. And so we do almost, this year we came in at 99,000 work rides. And so we're always looking to grow those commuter type programs, you know, getting folks to and from work. And, you know, those are things that people need. And, you know, we're always looking to develop that. And, you know, kind of our motto is if someone needs a ride, we want to give them a ride.
Sure.
And so, I mean, whereas a lot of folks might not want to do that type of transportation, we do because we see the need for it. And, you know, I can probably count on two hands how many rides we've rejected in the last year. So we know what our purpose is, and it's to provide transportation to the citizens of Southwest Iowa.
The fact that the area you serve is primarily rural, that's got to make that have more impactful service to the area.
Yeah, I mean, we have taxis in several areas. Of course, here in Atlantic, Harlan, Red Oak, Shenandoah, Glenwood, you know, and then we partner with a couple groups in Clarinda and Sydney to provide taxi service. So, I mean, we did over 55,000 taxi rides last year in the area.
Sure. Well, there's like city bus service in a lot of the large metro areas around, but that's a lot easier to operate, right? You're just in a small area. You've got all this area to cover. But people's needs are different here than just getting to the grocery store or just getting to the pharmacy. You help to provide those services, but it's also getting people to work and getting them to where they need to go for different things. In some cases, that means a longer commute. So you've started this new program now. It's called Commute with Enterprise, where you've teamed up with that company to be able to provide some different types of services. How did that come about?
Well, we'd been in discussions about vanpools for quite a while because that's kind of an area where we see, you know, of course we do a lot with larger employers, but not everybody's going to fill up a 20 or 40 passenger bus. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking for some of those different ways to really help the small employers. And this is just a perfect program for that. You know, you can start with a minimum of 6 riders. You get a minivan or a SUV, depending on, you know, kind of what the riders are looking for. And then it's just a traditional van pool where, you know, you pick a driver and you go around and you meet at a certain spot, or you can go pick up at homes, and then you go to work and you know, you come back. So it's great because, you know, a lot of folks like it for a couple different reasons. One, you have a little bit more flexibility when you know the folks you're riding with. You know, the bus schedule, if someone's running late, you know, the bus isn't going to leave. You know, someone can wait around 4 or 5 minutes, where a traditional bus, you can't do that. Two, you know, a lot of folks like to ride with their buddies. You know, or if a schedule changes at work, you know, they can go in earlier, they can stay later. And then, you know, the third real big thing is it's really cost effective because we subsidize up to $600 for each van pool. A lot of employers will put in on that. So it's really an economical thing for folks, especially people that have cars that might not want to put the wear and tear on their vehicles. So it's really a good program.
You've already had programs where you're providing rides for folks to different locations, different facilities for work and whatever. How is this one specifically different then? Is this done through the employer, through the individual? How is it done?
Well, it's done through the employer. Or let me back up just a minute. It's a kind of a four-pronged type situation where you have the employer, you have Enterprise Vanpool, you have us, and then you have the employee. So the actual contract is between the rider and Enterprise. But then employers will step up and subsidize it a little bit. Of course, we're stepping up and subsidizing it. So, you know, it makes it far more cost effective.
So does this take the place of some of the programs that you're already doing to get people there? No.
No, this will not take the place of those programs. Right now, I mean, we're filling up entire buses. So there's still a need for that kind of transportation. This is getting more into those kind of hard to reach areas for us, you know, because there's a lot of folks that, you know, they may, you know, maybe a family with one car, that type of thing. So we're hoping to get this really going so that there's more flexibility for families and folks that might be a ways away from a bus stop.
I could see something like this being a benefit to some of the smaller communities area who don't have enough of a base where they have this many employees going to this plant or that plant to work, but a program like this could fill that gap.
Yes, definitely. And it wouldn't be real cost effective for us to, you know, take a bus, you know, from Red Oak to Oakland or Red Oak to Atlantic just because, you know, we have to pay a driver, we have to pay fuel, we have, you know, typical bus expenses. So this is really a good program for those folks that it may be a little bit more difficult to serve.
So who's driving these?
The employees.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be a designated employee that's part of the van pool that drives it.
Flip a coin,
yeah. So the driver does get a discount, so that's a great deal. And, you know, the good thing with this, and we always have a lot of people ask, well, what happens if my kid gets sick when I'm at school or something like that, which is, that's a real fear. I mean, what we do in that situation is folks are eligible for up to 3 free ride homes a year, a calendar year. So if something happens and they need a ride home, SWTL will come and pick them up and take them home. So it has to pick up either at the plant or wherever they're going to work, and then they have to go back to wherever the pickup point was. Otherwise, it triggers a $30 per hour charge. But, I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
Sure. Okay, I'm getting into the nuts and bolts of all this, but so I'm imagining, okay, let's say we set up a thing where we got, say, 6 folks that are going. So we've got a small van, for example. So does the van stay with the driver then?
It will stay with whoever's driving, yes.
Okay, so you're not having to take it to and from a location each day just to drop it off.
Nope. It'll stay at that person's house. It'll have to be approved place. But yeah, it will stay at that person's house.
So, and that's all insured. They don't have to worry about any
insurance
of that?
Is covered. The only thing that they have to worry about is making their monthly payment to ride the van pool, and then fuel. Enterprises covers everything else, maintenance, you know, insurance, you know, that type of thing. So, and if for some reason the vehicle goes down and needs work at the shop, Enterprise will provide a different vehicle. So it's and these are all late model. These aren't, you know, something that's not a 2007 they're going to be jumping into. This is going to be, you know, typical Enterprise 2020, 21, 22, so a newer vehicle.
No 1960s VW vans or anything? No. All right, very good. So, you know, you're getting an opportunity. So this is something where one person could step up and then maybe you'd match with others in the area, or it could be a group of folks who want to ride together.
Yep, that's kind of how it's designed. So if anyone's interested, they can give us a holler and we can get them in touch with Enterprise, or they can go on our website and, you know, SWTL.com, and under workforce transportation, you can find the link to click on it and put your name in a database. In the next probably 2 to 4 weeks, we're going to be going and making some sales calls to some of the area employers, just, you know, see if anyone's interested, kind of give them some more details on how this works and what they can expect.
So look for that
coming
up. And that might be something, too. If you're thinking this might benefit you as an employee getting from point A to point B, you could talk to your employer, or you could just, I suppose, just contact SWTL directly.
Just give us a holler, and, you know, we'll help facilitate a lot of this.
Well, a lot of folks put a lot of wear and tear and miles on their vehicles going to and from, and I know that can be a burden. Granted, there's a cost to this,
but
it still allows you to keep that vehicle of yours, and especially if it's just a one-vehicle household, keep that in better shape for a longer period of time.
Yep, and, you know, there is a charge. However, you know, if employers are able to pitch in, you know, half of that cost, I mean, it wouldn't be out of the question to say it would be, a $15 or $20 a month charge for an employee, or maybe zero, depending on, you know, what the employer wants to put put together.
A lot less than what we're spending on gas now going from point A to point B. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, Mark, if folks are interested, intrigued by this at all, this is going on right now, right? They can contact you immediately.
Yep.
That's how the process starts. Just make a phone call.
Just give us a holler, and we can talk through it.
Okay. Sounds easy enough. And that's available for anyone in your service area?
Anyone in the service area.
Okay. And that includes, if I get them all, Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, Shelby counties.
Correct.
All right, got them all. So that's an interesting new program. Commute with Enterprise is the title of that program, facilitated by SWTA, the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency. So give them a call if that's something that might work for you. You can reach Mark and the staff at 243-4196, or you can also get them through email in different ways as well. And see if that's a program that might benefit you and your group. Mark, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it very much. Good luck with that program.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.